It's 8:30. In Alabama news, with yesterday's 60th anniversary of the start of the Montgomery bus boycott, the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute hosted a panel to mark Rosa Parks' refusal to give up her seat to a white man. But as Ashley Cleek reports, the talk didn't stay focused on history.
The discussion quickly turned to the present, particularly the problems plaguing Birmingham's buses.
Where are we? Have we made any gains looking at access to transportation as a civil right?
Ahmad Ward, head of education and exhibitions for the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, told stories from his own family about how life without a car in Birmingham is difficult and exhausting. The auditorium was packed with bus riders and community activists, and the panel discussion became an open forum for riders airing grievances. They told stories of hours-long commutes and buses that break down.
Transportation is a quality of life issue.
Yes,
it does not matter.
Georgette Norman, the former director of the Rosa Parks Museum at Troy University, said Montgomery faces many of the same issues because, she explained, while the protests of the 50s and 60s integrated buses, parks, and schools, oppression and inequality remain.
That's why I talk about the idea of our reform has been basically superficialized. We've got to get back to the whole idea of human rights. Does it matter that I can walk into any restaurant, sit down and be served if I don't have the price of the meal?
Or, Norman continued, does it matter if the buses are integrated if they can't get you anywhere? For these Birmingham residents, the answer seems to be no. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.
Support for WBHM comes from our listeners and Rojo, a casual neighborhood restaurant on Highland Avenue featuring Latin and American cuisine. Serving lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Information at rojobirmingham.com. It's 8:33.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Vonage, offering cloud-based solutions with